So Proust wrote his work. It was called À la recherche du temps perdu, or in English we call it In Search of Lost Time. And I think its most prolific volume, which is called Swan's Way, was published 100 years ago this November, and we thought it would be very appropriate to celebrate.
So tell me what you're doing.
So we decided that we would recreate Proust's cork-lined bedroom. If you ever go to the Musée Carnavalet in Paris, there's a beautiful recreation of it there. And we have a set designer named Edward Morris, and he is actually at the drama school. And he was there this summer and has ventured there, took wonderful photographs, and is now recreating that for us in a theater on campus.
That sounds pretty awesome. Have you had a chance to look at it yet?
We actually have not. He's starting construction on it tonight. It'll go for about 24 hours. We've got some great sketches of it. It's got this beautiful bed in the center. He's actually putting cork on the walls of the theater. It's going to be filled with chaises and tables to the side. And then at the actual event, we are having 100 guest readers, both New Haven members and citizens. We've got different faculty members, students, and then celebrity readers from across the East Coast all coming in. And what we did is we divided this book, Swan's Way, into 100 Proustines. We're calling them Proustines. It's about a 10-minute passage of the book, so maybe 3 or 4 pages. And we basically had these members sign up for their, you know, passages in the book that were, I guess, nearest and dearest to their hearts. So there are different passages that deal with, I guess, you know, the passage of time and memory and childhood, kind of different themes that are very universal. They appeal to a wide audience. And so what we have is these different themes are basically, you can sign up for them on our website, which is proustatyale.com. And we have 100 people signed up. So they'll be coming in from 7:30 a.m. on Saturday morning until 3:30 a.m. on Sunday morning. We expect the event to go for about 20 hours. And there'll be plenty of tea and coffee served to keep people awake.
That's great. And people will be reading in different languages?
Yes, that's true. So Proust originally published in French, of course. He was a French citizen, but there have been a number of translations done over the years. We have 2 English translations that people can read out of, one by Lydia Davis and a new one by William Carter, who's one of our guest readers. He actually just finished an editing of a translation, and it'll be published next month. But we have people reading in a bunch of languages. We have one student reading in Haitian Creole. We have people reading in Russian, one who signed up in German, one in Italian, Spanish. And supposedly, we have a professor in the French department reading in Chinese.
Wow.
So, yeah, we have a number of different languages. It's great. Proust is he was a French author at heart, but very universal.
John, will you be reading?
I will be reading, yes. I'll be doing a 10-minute passage myself.
Do you know the passage you'll be reading?
I do, actually, yeah. It's very early on in the book. It's one of the early scenes where Proust is recalling some of his childhood memories at Cambrai, which is a town in Normandy.
So tell me, what will the experience be like for someone who just pops their head in, you know, for a few minutes?
Sure, of course. I think it'll be a lovely experience. You're going to enter the theater. The first thing you'll see is this recreation of the bedroom, which will be beautiful. We're actually going to have the reader sitting bed in Proust's bedroom. So it'll be a little unorthodox. We expect it to be nice. We'll have food served at the event. Everything served is actually something found within the book itself. So we have madeleines, we're going to have asparagus, baked chicken, we'll have tilal tea and fruits and water, things that, you know, Proust actually told, he talked in the book about how these things kind of triggered past childhood experiences for him. And we wanted to keep the event as authentic as possible. There'll be a number of people in the audience, we expect, grad students, like theater affiliates. Usually, we probably have 20 or 30 people, you know, watch at any given time, and then a number of readers kind of lined up ready to go.
What are madeleines?
Madeleines are these, they're very French. They're little butter-like cookies. It's almost like a pound cake, but kind of shaped in like an oblong wafer. They serve them at Starbucks in little packages of 3. You might have seen them there.